Good afternoon. My name is Tobias Despet. I'm Secretary General of BRAFA, but I'm also an exhibitor at the fair, specialized in European sculpture.
And what is BRAFA?
BRAFA is the kickoff of the year, of the art market, let's say the salon year. It's one of the top three fairs in the world, art fairs in the world, and it's fantastic because it's fairly eclectic. It's very much the taste of a Belgian collector, which means that they won't stick to one specific category. They will mix, and they will mix contemporary modern with an archaeological piece, a tribal piece, with Asian art, etc., etc. So it's got a broad span to please the public, and hence it's a fantastic fair because it's one of the few that offers such a wide range of art and antiques. This is the 71st edition of BRAFA, so it's one of the long, if not the longest standing fair in the world, to be honest, yeah.
Okay, so what's special this year?
This year, there's quite a few things special this year. So let's start with our guest of honor, which this year is the King Baudouin Foundation, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. So they will present the highlights that they've acquired during those 50 years, the projects that they funded. And this is all done with the public money. It's done with the people who want to help for the cultural patrimonium of Belgium, but not through a governmental way. So this is not unique in the world, but it's got its roots deeply implemented in Belgian society. And so we're extremely pleased that they can celebrate their 50 years here at the fair with us. And also, they've always been a long-standing partner of the fair. They always had their stand at the fair showing what they've bought in the last year. So this is basically a view of the best pieces in 50 years.
So people have great things to look at.
Oh, of course. Besides that, you've got 147 galleries represented at the fair from over 19 different countries who bring the best they've got. And, well, every year there's something new. So this year you can see a rediscovered Rubens painting on the stand of Klaus Müller. There's a gallery from New York, Martos Gallery, who's worldly renowned for Keith Haring. So he's bringing a stand with only Keith Haring, which is absolutely fantastic. And especially to me, because it's very nostalgic, because I'm a 80s boy. And furthermore, there's, oh gosh, the fair is very strongly represented in old master paintings, especially Flemish or South Netherlandish 17th century. But I think there's Samuel van Hoegaarden from Knokke, who does a tribute to Bram Bogaard, so the full stand, only Bram Bogaard, which is, I mean, it's remarkable to be able to get that many pieces together from one single artist. And I can go on and on and on.
And you and your stand have two pieces of a sarcophagus that's 2,500 years old and was separated for 50 years, and you've brought them together.
Of course, you know it better than I do. Yes, indeed. I mean, I have to say that I studied. I'm formed as an Egyptologist at the Leuven University, so I always had a passion for Egyptian art, even though now I'm more into European sculpture. So about 6 years ago, I bought one piece of a sarcophagus, which was sold in the 70s somewhere in Paris. And it was just beautiful. It was beautiful lines. Everything is gorgeous. So I thought, well, this is a little treat for myself. And so I kept it. I kept it at home. And then about 3 or 4 years later, there was actually an auction house who sold a similar piece, and without any provenance, nothing. So I noticed straight away, oh, well, that's the same sarcophagus. If you read the hieroglyphs, etc., it's exactly the same thing. So I managed to acquire that piece as well. And back in the gallery, I thought, well, you know, it would be nice to have them together. And as I unwrapped the second piece, it fits smoothly on the one I had already. So it's been, I mean, brutally, it's been cut off, I don't know, in the 60s or the 70s, which is a big shame. So I'm very pleased with myself that I can reunite them. And then for the first time here at BRAFA, I can present them together. Just for anyone listening, there's another two pieces missing. And one was sold in London, another one in New York. So one day they will appear, and then hopefully I can reunite all four. Or the person who might acquire this piece on my stand during BRAFA.
And the show is on until...
So it runs, it opens on Sunday, and it runs till Sunday the week after. So you've got a full 8 days to visit the fair.
Thank you very much.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.